Blog Talk Radio.
Care can be messy. That's why Whirlpool gives you customized care for any mess.
She just got all over me.
Simply select what to wash and how to wash it.
Don't poop, don't poop.
To get the perfect cycle.
Oh, man.
For the perfect clean. Every day, care. Whirlpool.
Yes, yes. Good evening. Good evening. This is a product of Beverly Nation on air live now from Lagos, Nigeria. You can dial in at area code 516-453-9133. Press the number 1 to join in on this wonderful conversation. If you have any questions or comments, please dial the number 1 because we would love to hear you. This is all brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. I would like to take the time to thank you once again for tuning into the Sharice Lee program and for supporting all of our hosts at ONE Dynasty as we push for change in this beautiful world that we live in today. Remember, the change is never impossible because we can all do something small collectively together as being on one accord to make a difference. But also, in order to change our outside conditions, we have to work on the change inside of ourselves first. This requires maturely looking at things in our past that made an attempt to destroy us but was not successful. And the reason that I say that it was not successful is because you are still breathing. And if your heart is still beating and you can comprehend what I'm speaking to you, I'm here to let you know that despite whatever you are currently in your life, I say you are a warrior, and warriors always win the battle. Just don't stop the fight in this war and keep pushing. We are all winners, and you never lose until you stop fighting and walk away. I am here to motivate and to push you to keep moving in the direction towards your success, because at the end of your journey, the truth will prevail. So believe in yourself and know that you are a winner, and never stop going towards the direction of your success. Never, ever stop. Never stop. The topic in which I have selected for tonight, okay, tonight's show is called The Understanding and Root Cause of Domestic Violence. Again, tonight's topic is called The Understanding and Root Cause of domestic violence, because we know that everything starts with a seed and that seed grows a root. So in order to fix something, we have to unfold that and put it all together, okay? Before I introduce my guest on this evening, I would like to let you know that every obstacle that has manifested to being in your life has a root cause. In order to make sense of the difficulty and situation, we must observe the root cause in order to reverse the outcome. We must observe the root cause in order to reverse the outcome. You can achieve prosperity in your situation, but in order to do so, you have to look at the whole dynamics of your situation from a spiritual perspective. Before anything manifests in the physical realm of life, it starts out in the spirit. Before it manifests spiritually, you have the power to reverse or stop it. I don't want to get too deep with this topic because my vision is to help people in the world to overcome domestic violence and the bondage of its effects. So, with whom I have chosen to interview on this evening, I will supply you with valuable resources that will help you with turning over a new leaf and walking away from hurtful things to restart your beautiful life, and that you can fulfill your purpose and mission in making the world a better place for our children and our children's future, because that's most important is the children, okay? So, without further ado, I would like to introduce my guest on this evening, okay? My guest on this evening, he is a Moorish American. He's the founder of Moore's Order of the Round Table. And if when you get a chance, you can Google that, the Moore's Order of the Round Table, okay? He teaches history and law, and he does this for the people, for the purpose of helping to to redeem our people, forced servitude, mental slavery, and from usury. He is also a part of House of Reawakening Mind. This place is located in Wilmington, Delaware. You can also find them on Facebook as well. So when you get a chance, you open up Facebook, just Google, just search the House of Reawakening Mind in Wilmington, Delaware. Okay? I would like right now to introduce to you my guest on this wonderful evening, Mr. Taj Tariq Bey. Hello, Mr. Bey.
Oh, great evening to you. Grand evening to you and to the guests. And I have a pleasure of talking to you earlier, and I appreciate and respect, and I'm honored that you, asked me to come on your show, and I'll do the best I can to help whereas I can.
Thank you so much.
And even as what you said is so important, you know, one of the things that we need to look at, as you had referenced, is we have to start removing our emotional response to things and problems and start studying and looking at root causes of things and address the root cause of things. Because if we don't address the root cause of things logically, and the pattern has shown to be true, that we solve very little or nothing.
Yes, and Mr. Bay, you give such wonderful advice. And I respect you so much, and because of, you know, the information that you give, and you are on point. So, Mr. Bey, I am going to start with our first question on this evening, okay?
Yes.
What generated the term domestic violence?
Well, domestic, the word domestic is an adjective, and is derived from the Moorish Latin word domesticus. And that word is derived from domes, that's D-O-M-E-S. Which is a variation of domus, which is D-O-M-U-S. And domus means home or that which is related to home. It also means family affairs, and it means indigenous and does not relate to that which is foreign. It also pertains to one's family as well as to one's nation or country. And so what we need to look at is understanding even words that are used, why they're chosen. Now, relative to many of the problems that we have, particularly at Northwest Africa, which is known in contemporary times as North America, particularly with the indigenous people, which is us, our people have a little knowledge of the law, which comes under the major title of jurisprudence. And they have limited knowledge of the true geography and the true history. And that's not by accident. Also, as a note for everyone to look at, keep in mind that the general social engineering problems that we've been suffering, particularly in the indigenous people's families, is involved in what is known as social engineering. And, of course, it's a subcategory of geopolitics. And much of what we deal with today involves what we now call geopolitics. And it directly affects our everyday lives on a very broad scale. And plus, geopolitics is a study of the influences, the interrelationships, not just the relationships, the interrelationships, and the intercourse factors related to geography, to politics, to economics, and to the demography concerning the politics of a nation, of a country, or a state, etc. And logically, with the family, being that the family is the building block for nativity, coming from, you know, to be born, because nativity means to be born, and nasi means to come into being, and this is where you get nationality from. And so when you're talking about nations, in history, you're simply talking about extended families, etc., that have a common ancestral or pedigree root and or political, geopolitical order, etc. So these things must be taken in consideration when we're analyzing anything concerning the affairs of our people, whether you're dealing with the common relationships within the society, or with things that we have called contractual bondings, commonly known as marriage and things like that, and what their relationships are to the state, how they were created, how they actually operate, what they do, what they don't do, the matter of hereditaments, and hereditaments deals with those things which are corporal as well as those things which are incorporeal, and by the very nature of existence of man and nation states, we arrive to the logical establishment of national and international trade, national and international laws, national and international rules, national and international customs, and of the related policies that evolve out of this natural interfacing, because being human, you know, humans are social beings. And so when looking at or reviewing the geopolitical problems that arise in the course of human developments and conditions, we do by default, and we will those defaults address some geopolitical issues that have caused much concern amongst the natural people of the land.
Okay. All right. Thanks. And I hope the listeners, I hope you're taking notes so that you can go back over this information in which Mr. Todd is presenting, so that you can, you know, do your own research. The next question I have for you, Mr. Todd Bay, is can we research some primal sources of social engineering that are rooted in domestic violence, and can you elaborate?
Yes. Now, domestic violence as a social engineering term is actually generally a contemporary construct, and it has its root mainly at North America, and it is developed under not lawful process but legal processes, mostly dealing with families and the result of artificially interjected poverty among targeted people who really don't understand the system that they've been dealing with, and end up through the social influences of abusing one another. And mostly it's reference to male and female abuse, and then also in reverse, etc. But they need to study some of the origins or the effects that were put in place that many of them are not aware of, that were actually designed to pit us against each other to destroy our families. And many of the people are not even aware that that's actually a documented governmental operation and has been in place for quite a few decades now.
Okay. All right. Now, my next question is, can we note some references to documented initiatives for cultivating domestic violence?
You can look at the code systems, and you know we can go in detail with the codes a little later on, you know, at some other time, because that's more in depth. And those are codes noir, which are also known as the Christian Black Codes of 1724, which you can go into later on in one of your shows because it's extensive.
Okay.
You can look at Executive Order 11490, which is also known as King Alfred Plan and Rex 84 Plan, where they deliberately and documentedly direct that they're going to target the Aboriginal people's families to dissolve our families and also to turn us against each other so that our relationships would be corrupted, and also so they could institute over a period of generations, whereas the respect and the loyalties and what we would call love, etc., that is natural between male and female, will be interrupted by political and economic attacks as well as psychological attacks, known as psychic attacks, quote unquote psychic attacks, not accidental, not mere opinion, but actual social engineering. It's probably true among many of your listeners that they're looking at these things from a perspective that, you know, when we get angry at each other, men and women, and they get start breaking up and stuff, and usually it looks like it's economics and stuff like that, and they're not aware that they're actually being puppeted by puppeteers in the background, the very people that they have called government and social services was actually coming from the eugenics program of Margaret Sanger to break the families up. And is also another reference would be the philosophy page of the General Education Board, which was set forth in 1902 by John D. Rockefeller and Frederick T. Gates. And I'm sure you're familiar with that Gates names because they're trying to poison the children now with viruses.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm moving on to the next question. What can awareness of the documented history of social engineering and social engineering facts do to apply national approaches to help remedy the destructive effects of domestic violence?
Logically, you know, many people don't know that they're being manipulated. And when you're aware that you're manipulated, your thoughts change and you take more responsibility. You know how, like, if a neighbor steals your bike, as an example, and points the finger at someone else down the street to distract you, your energy will be misdirected and also wasted, and it also causes more problems. Correct?
Right. Yes, correct.
The same is done by people not knowing that they're being engineered deliberately, and then they're given a synopsis or a litany of psychological attacks under what is known as prejudice and racism, which comes from Carlos Linnaeus' operations in the 1735 area. This whole thing about race has its origin in the 1700s, and by the people not knowing that, they're always looking at it from a point of human development from history all along, when it's totally not true. And has been weaponized, particularly at North America, and particularly targeted at Aboriginal and Indigenous people, etc. And most of our people, except for scholars, Masons and Eastern Stars, and people in government, and Kyklos and Ku Klux Klan, and Knights Templars, Knights of Columbus, etc., Illuminati, are very well studied in these operations because they have been using them against our people without our people being aware that they're actually being manipulated. And so they run to the race argument, which is a diversion and is really not what the problem is. And then after a while, after a few generations, as the children grow up and they grow up and see the constant confusion, they start taking it out on each other. And this is also evolves into domestic violence. Because they're looking at each other as cause, not knowing that it's someone in the shadows doing this to them. That does not excuse misbehavior. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? However, we need to know. And when we do, we change our energy, and the energy and the efforts that we put forth to solve our problems at home, damas, domestic, etc., logically will change, because knowledge is power.
Yes. I agree, Mr. Todd. I agree. Okay, the next question I have for you is, what is jurisdiction?
Repeat, please.
I'm sorry, what is jurisdiction?
Now, jurisdiction affects us in everyday life. Every act of life, every time you walk out your door, within your home, there's jurisdiction. On the street, there's jurisdiction. When you trade, there's jurisdiction. When you buy or sell, there's jurisdiction. The categories of all activities, lawful, legal, inheritances, what they call matrimony, marriage, in all types of business, and legal processes and lawful processes are jurisdictions. When you're talking about authorities or acts or the power to act, or the delegated authority to act in government or in trust or in forfeiture or in trusteeship, you're dealing with jurisdictions. There's generally two or three types of jurisdiction that you want to look at. and they have subcategories within them, and that would be in personam jurisdiction, and that would be dealing with the living being, living man, woman, sentient women or men, etc. You got subject matter jurisdiction. That would be the categories of the issue that is being dealt, whether you're dealing with real property, real estate, legal claims, legal processes, quo warrantos, warrants, foreign bills of exchange, which are commonly called tickets that they pass on the street. They're actually bought foreign bills of exchange. Those are jurisdictions. You would be talking about if you're dealing with domestic issues, that would be a jurisdiction. If you're dealing with foreign issues, that would be a jurisdiction. And they must be, by right law, made distinct whenever those issues come up. And in that area, our people have been miseducated and misdirected. And again, that's why, you know, we teach people fundamental jurisprudence.
Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Bay, we're going to take a real quick break and we're going to listen to our next track, okay? And then I'm going to come back and ask you a few more questions, okay? Thank you so much, Mr. Bay.
All right.
Brother Earth.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should
Yes.
Bourbon.
Yes. You can dial in at area code 516-453-9133. Press the number 1 to join in the conversation. And this is all brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Okay, just before I go on to the next question, Mr. Bay, we do have our first caller in queue. Caller in queue, thank you for calling the Sharice Lee program.
Hey, peace and blessings, my sister.
Hey, Mr. Bessie.
Hi. You know, I know Brother Tariq Bay. I have some of his documentaries on his teachings. I learned of him at Black and Nobel Bookstore. And I've been I really like his teaching. And I do have a question for him. Is it okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Hi, Brother Bay. My
How
question
you feeling,
is. Sis? All right, brother. Can you tell us why man has continued to say that women was the downfall of man? I feel, according to the story, that man received the law first, according to the writings in the Bible. How women.
Yes. Now, before we go further, let me answer the first part. If it's a compound question, let me answer the first part.
Okay.
I always tell people when they're talking about the Bible, the Quran, Torah, the Vedas, etc., that they should study the origin of the religions and find this one truth, that they all have the same origin. That's number one. And number two, it will lead them back to what you call the Gnostic philosophies of the men who wear wool. The men who wear wool are referred to as Sufi. People think it means, you know, a Muslim sect, but it actually is Sabian, Canaanites, Moabites, etc. When you see in the book, the Bible, 39th chapter, Ruth the Moabitess, grandmother of Yahshua, who we call Jesus. That is the bloodline of our people. This is why when you do the research, you'll see the scholars admit or say that the people who've been called falsely Negroes and Blacks are the real Jews. You hear that term?
Mm-hmm.
Jews
yes.
are cover up for Saba. Saba is essentially ancient Hecupta, which they call Egypt today. This is where you get Ptah from, and this is also where you get Peter in the Bible. And if you would want to actually look at these things more properly, study Sabian more. That is yourself. And so you would be covering ancient Mesopotamia, ancient Eritrea, ancient Ethiopia, ancient Hecupta that you call Egypt, the ancient Moroccan Empire, ancient Nubia, ancient Sudan, collectively, and not with the jurisdictional lines which are taught today. And they would extend from all sides of the earth. And what you find is when the hybrid Europeans distinguished from the Moors and the Picts, etc., who are our people, who are really descended from the Naga or from Africa, etc., and the Iberian Peninsula that is now called Europe is actually the Iberian Peninsula of yourself, if you get the whole point. And Europa is a Berber queen. So I'm making that distinction when I say hybrid Europeans. I'm talking about those who are known as the Paleolith, distinguished from the Aboriginal people who they've been murdering out the same way they've been doing here with the genocide operations over years. So a lot of times when people are looking at European culture, they're always looking at the pale Europeans and not looking at themselves. And when they translate a lot of our culture, remember, for the hybrid European priesthood to gain power everything that they interpret will always cut the woman out. Are we clear?
Yes.
And because our people have been learning the Bible from the hybrid Europeans' perspective, we, for generations, have been actually falsely influenced by that dynamic. Now, when they talk about the sons, which I'm a son of woman, right? Is there a man that you know that doesn't have a belly button?
No.
Do you know any animal that comes from the womb of the life cycle of womb man, whether in the human domain and kingdom or in the animal kingdom? Do you know anyone that doesn't have an umbilical cord?
No, except a woman.
So how can men have anything first? That's the first answer.
Yes.
Men have little nipples, but they feed nothing, do they?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the proof of who made us. Are we clear?
Yes.
That's number one. But we must know the history of the operations of the takeover of ancient Canaanite Moabite lands, particularly in your modern era after the 1800s, with the German Dutch taking over. What they have in documented history is the Order of Islam, which is a Christian branch of Coptic Christians. And a lot of people, when they're looking at the different religions, they think that the religions are different rather than doing study and understand that they're all derivative of Saba. So the cover of Saba,
right,
they'll say it's all coming from the Jews or the Hebrews, which is false because it's a cover-up, because both of those words didn't exist in the ancient world. That must be understood. It's really a cover-up for your history. Are we clear?
Yes.
The matriarchy, nature of government itself, even to this day, even though it is not taught, is based on a matriarchy, isn't it?
Yes.
They talk about motherland, don't they?
Yes. Mother
in
Earth.
Vixillum, which is the standards or the flags, they talk about the mother flag, don't they?
Yes.
When they talk about divine law, they talk about Mother Nature, don't they?
Yes.
But when they teach law, they talk it from a separated and a masculine priesthood-dominated perspective, which is totally false. And it's also part of the corruption that has caused much of this domestic violence that we're trying to deal with today. That's the truth, but a lot of people don't want the truth. They ask for the truth, and when you tell it, they run because it doesn't fit their belief systems that they've adopted from the very Romans who have been occupying us and misguiding us.
Okay, all
that's
right.
That's my response to the first part of your answer, your question.
Okay, Sister Sebastian, was that the answer that you were looking for?
Yes, I just wanted the last little part was that he was saying that what I wanted to say was that this is why women are suffering around the world because they put in place. Yes, thank you so much, Brother Bang.
Now,
thank you
I want to add to that.
Yes,
and why it's important for women to really know these things, the social politics, not some belief system. We've had enough of that, and generations have proven that it hasn't worked for us and to our good, has it?
No.
We need knowledge. Now, keep this in mind. Being a mother, being a sister, being a wife, being the matriarch that you are by nature, not by some political issue, by nature. This is why women in the social arena of philosophy is referred to as the widow or the virgin. Why? It is said that philosophically because every woman mates only with another woman's son. Thus, the sons are referred to as the widow's son. That's where that term comes from.
Okay.
And so you have the first schoolroom, don't you? The schoolroom is called the room, isn't it?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we're going.
Hold on.
Thank you.
It's called the womb.
Okay, thank
when
you.
When women
so
get
much
the power, when
thing.
Women get the knowledge back and,
okay.
and render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, you will start teaching your sons from the womb. That's
okay.
what I want to
All
right. add.
All right, Mr.
Okay.
Bay, we do have a. Thank you so much for calling in, Sister Bessie. And we
okay.
do have another caller. Thank you. We do have another caller in queue to ask a question or make a comment.
Yes.
Caller yes. two in queue. Thank you for calling Sharice Lee Program.
She's funny.
Hello.
Yeah,
hey,
caller two. Tom, come on, talk, please. Okay, when you press 1, that means you want to come on to the program, okay? So all the folks out there, you come on the line, listen to the prompt of Blog Talk Radio. It's saying if you want to talk, press 1. It's simple arithmetic. Right, Brother Bay? Right, Sister Lee? Let's get it on now. Call number 3
okay.
on the line right now with, you know, Sharice Lee and the Sharice Lee Program.
It's long, Wakadush. Well, by the car, too, Aki. How you doing?
Hey,
how
are you?
Bro?
All right, man. Love your tone of voice. Love what you're sharing. And it's definitely time for it. And I just want to add on to the build right quick. One of the things that mainly Europeans use as an excuse is they try to compare the servitude of ancient times to the Holocaust, that they refuse to look at it as a Holocaust, right? The African, so-called African Holocaust, right? And dealing with a lot of the issues that we're facing now was modern-day enslavement, okay? And I just wanted to make that distinction because they want to try to compare the two. In ancient times, we was under servitude, but not like because our races were different because ancient Nubians, ancient Ta'ites, or what the misnomer, Mizraim, and all of those names that's taught, we were, you know, the ones that was in rulership, they didn't do it the way the Europeans did it over here in America that set the darker against the lighter, the woolly head against the straight hair, you understand, the broad nose against the aquiline nose. That type of enslavement didn't take place in ancient lands. So I just want to take time to share that, man. I appreciate the knowledge. And yes, my name is Huni Bakatun, aka the Magic Man Haru. I am the host of We Will Aware You. My show was on last week. And the next topic that's coming up, I'm dealing with the celestial terrestrial beings. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Brother Huni. Now, Mr. Bay, we're going to go on to the next question. The next question is, what, therefore, is self-determination or self-government in regards to the topic on this evening of domestic violence? Hello?
You got me muted.
Oh, okay. Mr. Bay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So
All right.
what, therefore, okay. So you have the question, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right.
You know how, like, when our people come together, and particularly, like, in the constellation of Aquarius in February, they will talk about self-determination and stuff like that, and then don't teach international law or national
mm-hmm.
law or national principles, nativity principles. Well, when,
mm-hmm.
when they're talking self-determination, you're talking about jurisdiction over your domestic affairs. And our people, and this is back to how our people be using phrases and statements and actually not be aware of what they're talking about because they have not been taught basic etymology. They haven't been given a basic third grade etymon degree. And they're very intelligent, but they haven't recognized that they've been misdirected and miseducated.
Okay.
And so,
all right.
Yeah. And so the deal of it is, in order to have self-determination, you must be in what is known as law. In law, in societies all over the planet, you must be in propria persona, and you must be recognized yourself, so inheritus, propria are Sioux Heritage. And of course, our people don't know because they don't know that, we've been engineered. They're usually always talking racism and skin complexion and hair texture, as the brother was saying, and not recognizing that we're actually out of order, and that those psychic attacks of self-hate is also reflected in our homes in what you call, in this subject tonight, domestic violence.
Okay. All right, Mr. Bay, we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to listen to our next track, and then I'll be on to ask you a few more questions.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Sometimes you can work it out. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're forced to watch everything fall apart inside of your head. Sometimes leaving is easy. Sometimes it ain't. Sometimes it hurts to know the love in your head is slowly fading away. Can say whatever you like, as long as we just say goodbye. Blame it on me, say it's my fault, say that I left you outside in the cold with a broken heart. That really don't care. To see it through, I tried to make it to the finishing line. Oh, you thought it was meant to be. I admit, so did I. Every once in a while, you think you figured it out. Sometimes you're not right. You can say whatever you like.
Yes, you can dial in at area code 516-453-9133. Press the number 1 to join in to the conversation with any questions or comments that you may have. And this is all brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Now, Mr. Bay, I'm going to move on to the next question that I have for you on this evening. My next question is, what is civics?
Civics is the science that treats of government and its relationship to nationals and citizens, etc. It is the fundamental principles of established rules of coming from our ancient mothers and fathers of structured civilization, essentially.
Okay.
And in a layman's phrase, it would be say it is the science of government.
Okay. All right. Now I'm gonna move on to the next question. What is love and respect?
Love and respect, both words are actually related, but often misused or misdirected. Love is admiration and respect and what you would call honor collectively projected on beings or things, etc. And respect is the discipline that one holds in being rightful or moral and ethical in one's activities and actions towards self, others, and society in general.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, because I'm sure a lot of people, you know, may not have known that, the breakdown of that definition for love and respect. All right. Now, the 10th question I have for you is, what do we intend to do with the knowledge that you have shared tonight? What do you think we intend to do with it?
Is to start, you know, it's like when people are trying to fix things and they're on a social treadmill, they're moving
mm-hmm.
but going nowhere.
Right.
Well,
like
one of the major reasons why we have not been solving a lot of our problems because our concepts have been wrong. And because we were told that we were educated, we trusted our thinking, not recognizing and sometimes not admitting that we weren't really thinking, that we were really adopting belief systems from those who were ruling over us, socially
mm-hmm.
and politically and economically.
Okay.
And we have to take the knowledge and start looking at knowledge, because knowledge fix things. Beliefs fix nothing.
Right. Knowledge is more effectual. I agree. Okay. Well, Mr. Bay,
you know,
I would
that's
like
why
to
the Bible.
You.
The Bible,
mm-hmm.
like when our people say that they respect the Bible, you'll see that a lot of people claim to respect it and then violate it. Where the Bible
right.
says, my people are destroyed by the day for lack of knowledge. They've listened to a lot of preachers who told them that they don't need knowledge, they just need beliefs and to pay tithes, which is a contradiction to the very book that they've been using to smokescreen the people. And people don't have the courage to hold them responsible for the damage that they have done also.
Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Bay, I want to take the time to thank you so much for being a part of the Sharicity program on this evening and educating our listeners on ONE Dynasty. And I hope that the listeners were able to jot down some notes so that, you know, they could research this information for themselves so that, you know, they can enlighten themselves as well. And I would like to invite you back again so that we can dig more into this topic. And for our listeners, I hope that you, like I said, I hope that you took good notes, that you can research, as I said, this information further. I will be in touch with you after I'm finished, Mr. Bay, okay?
All right.
And you can, and now, okay, you can still listen, but like when this is over, I'll get in touch with you, and
You
too, sir. And now I'm going to provide the listeners on this evening with valuable resources that may be of benefit to you if you are deciding to put a safety plan together and walk away from domestic violence. If you are interested in knowing the best items to have on hand before leaving, please go to blogtalkradio.com. And look under ONE Dynasty for the Sharicity program and listen to my past shows for the information. And make sure that when you leave, that all your information is thorough and on point. Make sure that when you make your move, that you don't have to look back. Because sometimes, you know, we make mistakes and we got to go back. But if you do so, make sure you are making the wisest decision that will have a wonderful impact on your future, because you are so valuable and so is your destiny. So I'm here to tell you that you are valuable and your destiny is as well. The information in which I have to share with you is in regards to the Section 8 openings all around the U.S. in which you may take advantage of while making your safety plan. So please have your pen and paper ready so you can write down this information that I'm getting ready to provide for you. The first opening in which I am going to supply you with this evening is for the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, which is located at Eaton County, Lansing, Michigan. Their zip code is 48912. There is a current opening for their voucher program, and this opening is until March 31st p.m. Eastern Time. For information on their application and process, you can go to this website. It's www.mshda.myhousing.com. That's www.mshda.myhousing.com. You can also contact their Rental Assistance and Homeless Solution Division at area code 517-373-9344 for further information. I'm going to give you that number again. Area code 517-373-9344. Now I'm going to move on to our third caller in queue. Caller, thank you for calling the Sharice Lee program. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful, thanks. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
This is Lena Blue.
Hi, Miss Lena.
Hi there. I just wanted to call in and give support that I really appreciated your guest and the knowledge that he provided today. It really set the conversation for, you know, really where did domestic violence come from? Is this something that is innate in the brown culture going back to Africa or not? And
right.
When I was doing my research, I statues of kings and queens, and the kings and queens were at the same height. The queen was not under the king. So this really just laid the ground floor for conversations like that to happen, so we can start to understand where did the oppression, where did this control, this model of control come from? And now we know, as he shared, that it's all doctrinated in our religion, in religions
yes.
that people practice all over the world. So now we can start
yes.
to really pull together these pieces and really extract the issue and the resolution. So I love this conversation. I think it sets it puts into place these new concepts of being high valued and that woman is supposed to be so subservient. So I think this
yes.
is a great conversation to build our relationships in the communities. And I thank you for bringing him on and sharing this information.
Thank you, Ms. Lena. And can you tell us when your show is going to come on?
Sure. My show is coming on Wednesday night. It's Awakening the Goddess, and I'm the host, Lena Blue. It will be at 9:30.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for your support.
Thank you.
And I will be on listening to your show. Okay. Next,
thanks,
we have – okay, thank you. Next, we have the Tuscarora Wise Metropolitan Housing Authority. They're located in New Philadelphia, Ohio, and they're participating in the Housing Authority Choice Voucher Program. This opening is until further notice, and you can log on to www.tuscarawisemha.org. Let me spell that for you. It's www.tuscarawisemha.org. You can go there to print out an application and for more detailed information, because they have it all detailed for you. They have their contact number available if you have any questions. Their number is area code 330-308-8099, like I said, for special accommodations or questions. And now I'm going to move on because we do have our call, our fourth caller in queue. Thank you so much for calling the Sharice Lee program, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Congratulations, Sharice Lee, on your ONE syndicated station all-time connection record with your fifth all-time. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. And the saying goes, the greater the pressure, the bigger the diamond. So I guess, you know, I was, you know, working hard and under a lot of pressure. So I guess I produced this beautiful diamond. Thank you so much. And could you tell us
you
about
sure
the
did.
Show?
Amazing. I am Angela. I have a show that comes on every 4 weeks on Wednesday. I think I was on last Wednesday. And
okay.
It's Walk in Purpose with Angela. And thank you
okay.
for letting me share.
Yes, ma'am. And I will be there to support you. Okay.
Thank you. You
now,
have a great one. Thank you.
You have a beautiful evening. Okay. Now we have the Tennessee Housing Development Agency Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher waiting list for Area 1 is opening for one day only. The day will be March 18th from 7 a.m. until 11:59 p.m. Central Time. 58 counties within the state will have openings. The website that you can go to is www.thdaapplyforhousing.com. That's www.thdaapplyforhousing.com for more information. You can also visit www.thda.org and go into the section that states for help, that states help for renters and Section 8/HCV. And their contact number is area code 615-815-2200. 615-815-2200. And next is the Hawaii County Hawaii Housing Choice Voucher Waiting List. It will be open on March 15th at 9 a.m. until April 30th at 4 p.m. their time. If you were wanting to apply online during this time, you can log on to their website, www.hawaiicounty.gov. The contact number to call for this Section 8 division is area code 808-959-4642. Their main email is ohcd@hawaiicounty.gov. That's ohcd@hawaiicounty.gov. And their Section 8 division is www.sec8info@hawaiicounty.gov. The first 200 applicants will be on a waiting list to be a part of their lottery. They are not yet sure. They're not yet sure whom they're going to give priority to at this time. So, you know, just go to the website and be on the lookout for that so that you'll know. Okay. Now, moving along, the Naugatuck Housing Authority in New Haven, Connecticut is also participating in the Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program as well as the Public Housing Program as of March 15th. Applications will be accepted from March 15th till March 19th, 2021. You can print an application from the website www.naugatuck-c-as-in-charlie-t-as-in-tom.gov. Scroll down to the bottom of the page under Listing Files and Housing Authority and click on English Section 8. Pre-application in the form of a PDF is, you know, what will be listed. Also, their contact number is area code 203-729-8214. Their office hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Next we have is the Southern Nevada Regional Housing Authority, and they're participating in the Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program. As of yesterday, there are three openings in Clark County. For further detailed information, you can log on to www.snvrh.gov. ASA.org and click on applicants. Applications will be accepted Monday through Thursday between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. And you can also call for more information, area code 702-387-1898, 702-387-1898 for assistance in completing your application. Another contact number that you can also call besides the first one I gave you is area code 702-477-3100. If you are disabled, please look into the Section 8 program. And if you are a senior citizen, you do research. Please do research on the Section 202 program, because there's a difference. Because if you are a disabled and senior citizen, I'm sorry, disabled, look at the Section 81 program. I apologize, not Section 8, Section 81. And for senior citizens, you could look at the Section 202 program, which will, like, give you further assistance. Both programs are equivalent to the Section 8, but give, as I said, more assistance based on your situation. Make sure that if you fall in either criteria, you can inform the representative that the information about the information, and they will tell you what steps you should take for assistance. And for all my first-time listeners, the Domestic Violence Hotline is a national domestic violence call center that will supply you with local information to help you if you're experiencing any acts of this violent crime. Their contact number is 1-800-799-SAFE or 1-800-799-7233. And, you know, as I said before, you know, jot down this information, and not only you may not be the one to use the information, but you can always pass this on to someone else, because someone always knows someone that can, you know, take advantage of this information. Okay, the National Network to End Domestic Violence, they're located in Washington, D.C., and their contact number is area code 202-543-5566. And now I have a bonus to share with you on this evening. But before I share the bonus, I also found last minute a couple of more Section 8 openings. For pronouncing this name. I apologize if I incorrectly pronounce it. But the name of this organization is called the Choa No Key Area Development Association of North Carolina. They're located at 120 Sesame Drive in Rich Square, Northampton County, North Carolina. Their zip code is 27869. And they're currently are participating in the Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program, along with the Family Self-Sufficiency and Home Ownership. The Housing Choice Voucher Program is open until this organization receives 400 applications. Okay? This web address that you can go to submit an application is www.choanoke.housingmanager.com and click on the box that says apply for housing. If you have any difficulty with this process, you can call the name that I had is Sharn Worthington, and to reach Ms. Sharn Worthington, you can call area code 252-539-4155, Monday through Fridays between the hours of 9 and 4 p.m., okay? Now, the Montgomery Housing Authority, located at 525 South Lawrence Street in Montgomery, Alabama, and this is in Montgomery County, the zip code is 36104, also has an opening for their Section 8 program, as well as public housing, family self-sufficiency, and home ownership program until March 18th. You can fill out an application online at www.mhatoday.org. That's www.mhatoday.org. And this will be a lottery that will take place for the first 1,500 applicants. So please, if you can, you know, just take advantage of that as soon as possible so that you can be a part of that. And I believe that there's a place on the website where you can update information on your application once you submit it. Okay. And as I said before, I do have a bonus to share with you. If you need help with your rent during this time, you can log on to the National Council of State Housing Agencies. Their website is www.ncsha.org. That's www.ncsha.org. Scroll down on the page and click on the box that says Find Local Housing Help. Okay? And once you do that, you can scroll down the list until you find the agency for the state in which you live. So that's very, very helpful for those of us that may not be familiar with, you know, such state programs that, you know, that they do have available at this time. Well, they were always available, but we just didn't know about it. But now we know. So please take advantage of that information. The agency, state in which you live, and there is a number you can call if you need a little help with maneuvering through the website. That contact number is not a toll-free number. It's area code 202-624-7710, 202-624-7710 to speak with a staff member. So I'm sure it'll be a recording, but you know you have to just maneuver through the recording, and you'll be able to speak to a staff member that can walk you through with how to find a housing agency in your area so that you can get the help that you need with rent or mortgage or anything like that, okay? And also, another bonus that I have for you is that you can also receive up to $6,000 to pay your mortgage property tax to find your local community development office. You can log on to www.coscda.org or log on to commoncause.org. That's www.commoncause.org to find your local representative. And what that website will do is it'll let you know who your representatives are from the White House all the way down to city council. So, and then to provide their contact information and things of that nature. So if you like, you can call all of them. I guess the best way you could start from the bottom, work your way up, or start from the top, work your way down. You know, you do whatever you feel most comfortable with, okay? And to find out about more programs in your area, do not forget to contact your local 211 information center and find out what type of COVID-19 relief funding is available within your state and city, because there is something available. You may not even know about it. And what you may want to do is just not call one time, but call once a week, because there's always information that's updating in the system. And maybe if you want to be proactive on your own, you can ask them to give you the information on how, you know, you can research it yourself so that you may not have to call them, or maybe you can help other people in your area as well. Now, I want to ask Brother O, is it Ngozi time yet, Brother O?
Are you finished with your outstanding information?
Well, I could throw just a couple of numbers out that I've thrown out in my past show. Just maybe like three of them. Okay, just three of them.
Okay, do that, and bring me on after that. Bring me on after that. Thank you.
Okay. This is just three numbers that I've mentioned before, but I'm gonna give it to you again. We have the National Sexual Assault Hotline. They're located. Their website is www.rain.org. That's www.rain.org, and their telephone number is 1-800-656-HOPE or 1-800-656-4673. Now, we also have the National Centers, the National Center for Victims of Crime. Their number is area code 202-467-8700. And their website is www.victimsofcrime.org. And the last one that I'm going to give you is the National Resource Center of Domestic Violence. Their number is 1-800-537-2238. And when you call these organizations, you just, you know, have someone to help you, walk you through with making your safety plan. And now it is Ngozi time, and I would like to thank everyone for listening.
Well, first of all, I want to thank our wonderful guest, Taj Tariq Bey, tonight, and his wonderful recitation of what he believes in and what he teaches, as well as congratulations to Sharice Lee on her fifth already syndicated station all-time connection record tonight. Outstanding performances. The legacy continues, and tomorrow night we come right back on these morning stations with almost a rock star in preponderance, Mr. Tarish Strength, tomorrow night. And Know Your Rights, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on these morning stations. And of course, W Nation is advertising to only, which is Oladeli and Ngozi Enterprise Research, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time One at Devnet.com. We're in Ngozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladeli and Ngozi at Pinterest and Google Plus. Oladeli Malay and Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the Sharice Lee Program, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. And any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, oladeley.ngozi@my@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladeli Malay and Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Once again, congratulations to Sharice Lee and her outstanding championship tonight. You have 10 minutes left to go on the program.
And thank you. Thank you so much, Brother O, for congratulating me. I would like to thank Mr. Taj for coming on to the show once again on this evening and educating us on things that I'm sure that most of us were not aware of. I would like to also thank everyone for tuning in to the program. And if you wanted to connect with me, you can email me at the Sharice Lee Program at gmail.com. That's the Sharice, C-H-E-R-I-E-C-E, Lee, L-E-E, Program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M, at gmail.com. That's all one word, the Sharice Lee Program at gmail.com. And always know and remember that you are the chosen one. Love you all and good night.